Recreational boaters east of Chatham saw the two-year-old humpback wrapped in fishing ropes on Saturday. They called for help and stayed with the whale until rescuers from the Center for Coastal Studies could arrive from Provincetown. The center's Scott Landry says that was an important move.
Had they not stayed with the whale, there's no chance we would have found it.
The seas were too rough to cut the ropes off the whale, so they attached a buoy to it that tracks the animal's location. For the next 3 days, they watched as the whale swam 100 miles, tied head to tail with ropes.
So that essentially hogtied the whale. They couldn't move normally. Whales normally use their flukes or their tail to propel themselves through the water. This whale could not do that, and so it had to use its flippers to dog paddle to swim.
Finally, yesterday, the rescuers caught up with the whale 30 miles east of Chatham and cut the ropes away. They will watch to see how he fares in the coming months. For WCAI, I'm Elsa Partan.